On to item eight, consider and take possible action to adopt the CICERA strategic plan for 2021 through 2023. Gail, are you the lead on this?
Yes, I am.
Great.
So back in 2017, the board approved CICERA's first ever strategic plan for the three-year period of 2018 through 2020. Now that we're in 2020, we've been working on a new strategic plan covering the next 3 years. The management team and myself have been working very hard on this. I also did the same activity that I did a few years back in meeting with departments and asking staff, if there's one thing you could change about CICERA, what would it be? And what's one thing that you like or enjoy about CICERA? And I felt that that's something important so that the managers, as well as myself, really understand where our staff are at with those two items, especially when it comes to our strategic initiatives and also building the activities into our annual business plans. So that was conducted as well. So, let me share with you. All right. So we took a look at the mission statement that was developed 3 years ago, and we took a consideration of our current strengths, weaknesses. Are there things in our mission that have changed necessarily? And we kind of determined that that wasn't the case and there wasn't anything that needed to be wordsmithed about the mission statement that we had created. So we were going to continue with the same mission statement. That also goes with core values. The core values that we had identified were trust, innovation, and accountability in the first strategic plan. And those remain strong core values for us and very appropriate. We did wordsmith the verbiage that are underneath each of these core values a bit, and then we did change our strategic initiatives. And so I'm going to go into the strategic initiatives. The first one, having technical issues. So the first one of improving communication and service within the organization and to all stakeholders to enhance member experience. There's a reason why we also made this the first strategic initiative, because obviously, who do we serve? We serve our members, and that's something that's front and center in everything that we do at CICERA. So we felt that it was important that that was the first initiative. And under here, you'll see providing opportunities for knowledge sharing to increase cross understanding within the organization, to continuing to develop communication enhancements for stakeholders and exploring areas to increase efficiencies of processes, procedures, and reporting. And then moving on to the second strategic initiative.
I was going to hold questions, but it might be easier to ask them as we go, just okay. On a specific item. My reaction to the first strategic initiative is that I would think, and maybe it's just implicit in it, that the most important objective, the strategic objective that we could have, is the timely an accurate delivery of our member benefit, right? So that for our retirees, soon to be retirees, people in the process, from an overarching strategy, it struck me that the most important thing is the timely delivery of that. And I know we've worked at that. We still have timeline challenges in terms of from inception to end, what that timeline looks like. But I guess my question is, isn't that the most important strategic initiative?
Well, I think that paying our benefits is definitely, in the top tier of the things that we do. And if people don't get paid, we've failed as an organization. I think we could, agree to some extent on that. But I think that especially, and I think also with what's been happening this year and how crucial it is that people have communication, that they know they're going to get paid in 2 weeks, that they know, you know, yeah, our office is closed, but we are taking live phone calls, so please give us a call. Please send a message, you know, to our info box. And so, you know, making sure that they know how to communicate with us, especially during the shelter in place we have now, and giving them that information that, you know, you will get paid. You know, you have to pick one, and in the whole conversation, I mean, the second one is having to do with our pension system, which is relating to, you know, timely benefits of payments and shrinking that window that you'd mentioned of, you know, when they file an application and when they actually receive that first check. And the second one is going to play into that a great deal. And what I was going to mention also at the beginning is that this is a draft strategic plan that's being presented to the board. This is for your consideration. If there are, you know, changes that you feel are necessary, you know, let's have a conversation about that. And so as much as we had kind of come up with, you know, improving communication and service is important, and probably maybe it falls into the service a little bit too, the service of providing that benefit. You know, I mean, we can obviously change this first one and make it about having a timely payment or something to that extent. But when we were working through it, we felt like, you know, it's so important that we communicate and that we're providing a good customer service to our members.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we can hold comments or provide feedback. You know, kind of let you go through it. I just didn't know if you wanted to get it in real time or whether you anticipated some feedback. I just want us to distinguish between strategy and tactics, things that are objectives versus the way we go about meeting the objective, because I think there's some gray area in these that are, it's a mix of both. So at least in my brain, so I'm just trying to discern what, if we're going to say this is our strategic initiative, these are our overarching objectives, this is the grand prize, then I got to believe, at least for me, that the timely delivery of member benefits as promised it ranks at the top of that list, along with making money to pay the benefit, right? So anyway, I've said enough, but that's the idea. And if we have a chance to comment other than this, if you want written comments or what have you, just let us know how to do that.
Yeah, so I can, the board can feel free to jump in at any point with questions or comments. At the end, you know, we can also discuss further. This is, you know, a living, working document. And so it is important that we have a good, strong strategic plan for the strategic direction of Sisera. So it's something that I want everyone to feel comfortable with. For as many people as possible. Yes.
Gail, I'm sort of picking up on Scott's question. We talk about improving communication and service to all stakeholders. Have you got some current ways in which we communicate and provide service that come to mind that you anticipate improving? And when we talk about all stakeholders, you have everything, obviously, from our member beneficiaries to the people that water the plants. Are there stakeholders that are not now receiving adequate communication that you specifically recognize?
No. I don't think that it's that, oh, we're only doing it to a partial group and now we need to move to doing it to all stakeholders. It was more of just indicating that we want to really improve it for all of our stakeholders, not just for members or not just for employers or not just, you know, staff, but really that it's, we want to communicate and serve all of these stakeholders, you know, as well as we can, and looking at some ways that we can do that.
But you're not looking, I guess if they're getting X number of newsletters, they're getting X, Y number of emails describing describing seminars that we're putting on. Are there things like that that you have in mind that, that we should expand? Or you're just going to look at expanding? I'm just trying to get more of a flavor about what this is at ground level.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so it might be helpful to think back over the last few years. And when we first did that strategic plan, there was also a communication strategic initiative in there. And for example, over the last few years, you know, we've created an employer newsletter. We've been doing more employer outreach where we're going out and actually pre-pandemic meeting with employers as well as their staff members to provide more educational and information sharing opportunities. We have also revamped our website. We've done a lot of different things with our website as far as adding some additional videos so that members on their off hours can pull up a video if they don't have the opportunity to attend one of our sessions, albeit they're virtual now. But there's been a number of different things that we've done over the last few years to improve communication and service. And it's not something that we want to necessarily take off as being a strategic initiative. It's something that we feel is important and we need to continue to improve upon. Now, what exactly do those items look like? There could be a number of different things that we're looking at. You know, we are in the process of hiring a new pension administration system vendor. And so granted, that's 3 to 4 years out that we're going live, but I think between now and then, there's some things that we're going to be doing to bridge some gaps that we have going on between within our new system to further improve communication and further reduce those timelines that we have for members. And so, you know, as I mentioned, we've done the employer newsletter. We've changed up our member newsletter a bit. We've changed up some communications that we've been doing with members. And so once we have the strategic initiatives set, then we will be working on our annual, we've started to work on our annual business plan for next year, which identifies those activities that we're going to be doing in support of these initiatives. But we felt like it was important that we obviously discuss this document and get feedback from the board. And before these those items, those activities are fleshed out, we want to make sure that we have a good set of strategic initiatives. But off the top of my head, it's really about seeing what we can do to serve our members even better than we are today. So that's kind of the intent of this initiative.
Hey, Gail. Yes. One of the things we talked about before was the development of interactive member portal. Uh-huh. And I know that security is an issue and getting the right vendor and so forth. Does that fit into the current strategy?
So that is going to come with our new pension administration system. We anticipate having a member portal as well as an employer portal. And so what exactly is going to be on that member portal and what members are going to be able to do there is going to be fleshed out over the next few years. But that's something that we definitely acknowledge that's something we need to be offering members, and that's something that we're building into the new system. Yeah, definitely. And then also on the employer portal side, so that we have something that the employers load files into. If there's errors or issues, it would actually kick them out and the employer would need to fix them before they're sent to CICERA. So there's a number of different things with this new pension system that is going to, I feel, greatly improve our processes that we have with our current system, and which is ultimately going to be benefiting our members and employers and CICERA operations. But yeah, we are looking at having a member portal. Any other questions on this one? Okay. So the second strategic initiative is to provide modernized resources and tools in support of the administration of the pension plan, with an emphasis on the development of a new and improved pension administration system And enveloped within here is also enhancing data integrity and security within the system, and building and obtaining resources to expand quality service, and as well as having additional functionality to strengthen the system. Not the technical system, but CICERA, the system. And so this, I just touched on some things around a new pension system, but this is something front and center, and it is an important strategic initiative for us that we're gonna be spending a lot of labor hours and expenses on over the next few years. So we felt that it was important in the strategic plan. The third strategic initiative is leveraging technology across the organization in order to operate efficiently and achieve goals that are supported by accuracy, data security, and efficient reporting. And so this really goes towards having an enhanced IT system with an emphasis on data accuracy, and then seeing what we can do to even further improve the security, the data security that we have, and enhancing data management and flow to support timely and actionable data for decision making. So this is an important one. And then the fourth one is to enhance portfolio strategy, implementation, and monitoring to drive cost-effective, prudent stewardship of plan assets.
Before you dive into four, I just wanted to give you a quick reaction to three. Three struck me as the type and kind of set of tools that I view as implementation structures. That is, that those serve the larger beast of number two, really, which is, I view two as saying we're fundamentally overhauling and improving our pension administration system for all facets of it, including hopefully a member portal. As we've talked about, whereas three seems to be a subsidiary to that. So I'm just giving you some feedback that number three struck me as implementation measures that in part serve number two. Just to try to.
And there is that piece of it, but there's also beyond the pension administration system, seeing what we can do to leverage resources so that there is, more information sharing across the organization, so that there is more data tracking, so that we have the information timely to make better decisions on how to change processes or if processes should be changed. So three incorporates, it's an add-on to possibly two in the new pension system, but it's also thinking about the way that we're using technology and can we use it in some better ways to share information across the organization. So yeah, that's a fair comment though, Scott.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.
And then on four, which I reviewed. So under here we have continuing to review the asset manager contribution to CICERA to ensure that we have a targeted implementation, evaluating those key investment and vendor relationships to ensure that we're continuing to receive services that are cost effective. And then also enhancing internal control processes relating to cash management, benefit, payroll, and contributions to safeguard plan assets. So this one's kind of a little bit more of the nuts and the bolts of moving money and managing our investments. And then the fifth strategic initiative is to develop and implement additional training and recognition programs to promote continued employee growth and development. So these are to expand on some engagement initiatives to foster employee productivity and to cultivate individual strengths within a group to enhance team building, and then also providing opportunities where appropriate for employee ownership so that a more engaged workforce is going to ultimately benefit CSER as a whole. And so that one is part of that. And then also, once again, we developed our one pager so that staff and everyone else can keep this front and center and make it a bit of a more living document that doesn't just sit on the shelf somewhere and gather dust. So we squeezed the mission, core values, and strategic initiatives onto one page. In the past, we had it on a card that folks could hang in their cubicles and see and keep in mind that these are the items that should be in the forefront of our activities at CSERA. So once again, we created this one pager that has the mission, the core values, as well as all of the initiatives on it. And so with that, at this point, I'll open it up for questions and comments that you have.
Gail, on employee ownership plan for a nonprofit, is that really a bonus plan? what is it you have in mind there?
Well, it's not a bonus plan that we have in mind. It's not anything related to incentive compensation or anything like that. That's not really what we have in mind. It's really, there's things that you can do that don't necessarily cost money, right? And expend resources. And also offering training opportunities is an important thing, because we do believe in the growth and development of our staff. And we want to help support their long-term goals, because obviously we identify if there's turnover amongst staff that has or folks leave that have institutional knowledge, that has a detriment to the organization, and that it's important that and not only that, we do care about the contributions that everyone is providing, and to seek ways where they can further provide good work to CSERA. So we're not looking at adding in some incentive structure or anything like that. I think that's where your question was headed, right, John?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're talking about ownership of the mission of what we do, our overall goals and our system accomplishments, and making people feel like they're a major part of that. And I think if we're able to achieve that throughout our workforce and our team, that really makes a difference. And it can help with longevity also. So it just adds value to the work.
Yeah. Well, and it makes it more enjoyable. Happy folks who enjoy what they're doing that's really what we want to have. It benefits CSERA, but it also benefits the individual. And, whatever we can do to tap in and assist our staff with that, we should be doing. So, any other questions, comments?
Gail, how... you hear some feedback from in various forms, like, members may talk to some of the trustees and so forth about issues. And I know that the phones are open for people to call and make suggestions and so forth. But any thoughts on how to further solicit feedback, expressions of concerns, or if what people are happy with, how they feel about their retirement system and so forth. Any idea how we can enhance that?
And that's something that we're going to be looking at as well, because we have been doing various forms of member surveys, and the issue has been that folks, members haven't been responding at the level that we would like to see them completing the surveys. And so it makes us think, we need to tweak something so that they're able, we need to make it quicker and easier for members to respond so that we can get that feedback from them. So it's been, a conversation that we've been having internally, over the last several years, on how do we get more feedback from members on how we're doing things well and what we can improve.
When you do a survey, is there a follow-up communication to the individual and also to the members in general? Like we just conducted this survey, we found that most people were concerned about, you know, when they get their first payment or whatever. And this is how we've acted upon that. And we will have further surveys in the future to check our progress. Is that something that's happening?
So I think that that's a great idea. It's not, we haven't had enough surveys to give us meaningful direction in one way or another. And so I think that the key part is having more feedback from more members to be able to you know, have that kind of loop back and say, okay, we understand these are some concerns, and because of those concerns, we've done X, Y, and Z to kind of close that loop. We haven't quite gotten to that point yet, but that is a great idea, and it's something we're going to be exploring more.
Yeah. You'd be happy to know I didn't spend a lot of time wordsmithing, but one of the things that, if you go back one slide, and this allows to get back to the very first one, but just go back one.
Last initiative?
I'm sorry, where it says the strategic plan, and it's summarized. So go forward. I'm missing the number on this.
This one?
Stop right there. So I'm reluctant. I think there's a benefit to having short mission statements, because I think mission statements can get totally out of control. They ought to be able to kind of roll off the end of your tongue if somebody asks. But I wonder if somebody might consider, or if it's too late to consider, adding two qualifiers in front of administer, so that the mission is to effectively or efficiently, is better, efficiently and accurately administer. And that kind of gets to the speed and accuracy of what we're trying to do, because later on in that same statement, we talk about being prudent stewards. We don't just simply say stewards of plan assets. We're actually qualifying it and saying we want to be prudent. And I think we're not just saying we want to administer it. You can administer them poorly, slowly, inaccurately, and it might benefit us to have those words up front, to efficiently and accurately administer pension benefits without, again, I don't like making mission statements longer because they're just tougher to remember, but it might be an interesting qualifier or two qualifiers to think about.
Okay. Yeah. So it'd be Cicero's mission is to efficiently and accurately administer pension benefits earned by our members and be prudent stewards of plan assets.
Yeah, and that kind of slides right into Scott's point, which is, you know, we want to make sure we are dedicated. We know we are, but we want to make sure that that's top of mind in every cubicle in Cicero and in the minds of all the members too, that we want to efficiently and accurately administer the pension benefits. And that's a goal, and it's foremost in our minds. And I'll quit while I'm ahead.
I think I'd offer a counter that inefficient and inaccurate, we clearly don't want to do. So I don't know that by saying administer, we would have anything else in mind but exactly what Jerry's describing. So I would keep it shorter for whatever that's worth.
Well, not to go back and forth, but John, but if you do that, then why not? I'm not suggesting we do that. You can remove the word prudent, because what other thing would we have in mind than being prudent stewards?
Well, prudent does differ from aggressive. Prudent, I'm not uncomfortable with. So I, you know, obviously it becomes a point of wordsmithing, but I invariably, in my lifetime experience dealing with missions statements, they tend to grow, and the more they grow, the less value they are. So keeping it as short as it is, I thought was very well done.
I offer the thoughts for consideration only.
Absolutely. And they are good ones.
but Jerry would like the Word document, Gail, so he can.
Sorry, I missed that.
Jerry, the red line is due next Wednesday, okay?
Yeah.
So, so today I am asking that the board consider adopting the strategic plan. So if there are tweaks that you would like to make to the mission, you know, if you would like to add the efficiently and accurately administer or not, I don't know if there's a clear direction one way or another.
Well, if you're if the goal is to have approval of the plan today, I mean, I had comments earlier, and I'm you know, all kidding aside about redlining and so on, I'm happy to maybe better crystallize the comments, but I wouldn't support the strategic plan as it's written today, and I may be the only one who thinks that, but it's just, I think it needs some refinement along the lines we talked about. So I wouldn't be prepared to want to move on that until we'd seen revisions that reflected comments. At least that's where I'm at.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And that's fair.
Do any other trustees have thoughts on the matter? Okay. Gail, so hearing the comments that have been made, did you want to bring this back, or would you still like a motion today?
I can incorporate, we can make some enhancements and then bring it back to the board at a later date.
Is there any board objection to that? Okay. Hearing none, I think you have the direction that you need?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thank you.